the addendum to the Maamar Bitochen, bring down the Sefer, the Beis HaLevi, on the Pisser and Chaloymes of Yosef HaTzadik, and the Medrash, Ashrei Gevur Asher Shama Hashem Eftochi Zeh Yosef, Loi Panu Avrohavim, who is Yosef. Mitzad Echad, it sounds like Yosef HaTzadik was the quintessential Beitech Makadosh Baruch Hu, when we had to find a person, Ashrei HaGevur Asher Shama Hashem Eftochi, the person, the human that made a Kadosh Baruch Hu, was Boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, we found one person, Yosef HaTzadik. Mitzad Sheni, it says, V'loi Pana Rehovim, and he wasn't Pana to the arrogant people, the Mitzrayim. Who's that? Yosef. So Mitzad Echad, Yosef seems like he was a Baal Bitochen. Mitzad Sheni, he asked the Tzar Mashkim to help him. So it sounds like there was a Chassar in the Bitochen. Rabim Chokru al Medrash Masham Vetchilat the Yosef. So he was already Miyatze the Yosef, Beis HaLevi says, that Be'etze Mishtadlos, every person, the Torah mattered his shtadlis for a person al derech mitor shelo lishma balishma, that it's not possible for a person to get to the highest level of bitochin by when he turns 13 years old and he's mechuyev in bitochin. Mamela Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little bit of a crutch and says, start walking with the crutch. You're allowed to do shtadlis to feel that you're doing something, that you shouldn't feel like you're mamish leaving yourself up to the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Gansen, which is very difficult to do that. You put in your 2 cents to be able to make your 2 cents, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you with the rest of it. As a person works on his bitachin, the more he works on his bitachin, the less ishtadlis he has to do. And Rameli says that imkain shir ishtadlis and yirtzei neshav b'chol adam. The ishtadlis that's necessary or required or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in is not equal by every person. Rekolecha lefi erkoi. It's what he said in Islam and Bezir. Azay mashi, the mishi yochel agil iftoyach b'mas malacha, azay mashi yarbel ishtadu yisim yifiyah nitzach loy, lezeh ashir, kvay yichoshev loy lechet negin vidus ha-bitochen. Somebody that can get by with less ishtadlis because he has more bitochen, then he shouldn't put in more of ishtadlis. Ki hir ba'la lecha chay ishtadlis, loy botach. He has a mitzvah of bitochen, tom nitiyan lesham lakecho, whatever the mitzvah of bitochen is, he has a mitzvah of bitochen, and he's not being mekar in the mitzvah. He's not being mekayem the mitzvah. He's doing ishtadlis. It's kilu a brittle mitzvah sesei. Like he said all the way at the beginning, he says, fakir, if it could be an aura even, mamash, a person is mamash mechuyev to be boiteich and a kadosh baruch hu. And if he doesn't, there's something that's, it's a problem. It's not only that, umish mechuyevas habitochem bav v'psukam harbi rabbi mitzvor, umish mechasubay avir gedoli, he says. Not just that an extra, it's not like a mitzvah kiyumis, they have the chaylis to do it if you want to, and if you don't, Peseder. No, bitochin is a chayvo, he understands. And Mamela, somebody that is oisik in ishtadlis, instead of his, when he could rely on his bitochin, that's a chesaron. Umishi bitchoni yadayin kotin misha chavera, yuchalasi b'malachta yoyzim chavera, chegamuye yochal ashkidu chavaliwu gitoich b'ashem. However, somebody that is not on the level of bitochin, forget, he's allowed to do more ishtadlis. The ikur bechinas bitochen hu hashkatas ruach v'libul hashecha l'Hashem yehover. The ikur nekuda bitochen is that you should be able to totally put your pekel on the Ribbono Shel Olam and rely on Him that He's going to take care of you. And He says somebody that puts in more shtadlus than he needs, Kadosh Baruch Hu mida kenegad mida will say, okay, you're interested in shtadlus, so you have to do totally shtadlus. You want to get your money to ishtadlis, then I'll give you that ability, and the only way you're going to be able to get your money is through ishtadlis, and bitochen is not going to work for you. Now he continues, and he says, "Hinei ishtadlusa shal Yosef shamar l'sar mashkim." So what was the taina of Yosef HaTzadik? He said to the sar mashkim, "Kim zechartani al parei hu ishtadlis kitanu upchusa shenuchal ishar." There are imbei rak dibur echon. What was the ishtadlis that Yosef HaTzadik did? It was a dibur. It wasn't even a maiso. From his one dibur. Please remember. Please mention me to Pari. That's better than what he said. Befrat, and even more so, how it was kilu Yosef HaTzadik understood that it was necessary. Yosef saw that the whole story of the Sar Mashkim, the Sar Eifim, was just a Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of getting him out of jail. And more so, he realized that the entire story of the Tzar Mashim coming and the whole Chalaim in the first place was only that that's the way that he should be able to get out of jail. I'm just going to skip the brackets for a second. Bekivan shereyin anachnu sheyosef nenish gamalzeh. Since we see that Yosef HaTzadik get punished for this small ishtadlus as well, hamuchach mizeh the kol kach hoyu b'tchoyne gadol ad ki gamzeh amurat l'maitzer nechshav alei. We see if Yosef HaTzadik got punished for this small amount of ishtadlus, that means that even this small amount of ishtadlus was more than he had to do, because it's totally b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umizeh ha'oynish nikir gadol b'tchoyne ma'ashim l'shar mamash. From the oynish that he got, we see the tremendous level of bitach that Yosef HaTzadik was on. V'zehu she'omra she'osam Hashem b'tocho is a Yosef. That's what Chazal meant when they said Ashrei Yagev she'osam Hashem b'tocho is a Yosef. Lo'ipano rehovim, and he's not pano rehovim because lo'ipano rehovim l'fi goyel b'tchoyin lo'yoyel l'ifnes klal rehovim v'afilu b'dibrukal. Because of his tremendous level of bitach, he shouldn't have turned to the Mitzrayim who are arrogant, even b'dibrukal. It's not exactly clear what the Taina is. Earlier on he said that the Taina, this is Alatur that he said this. Earlier on he said that the Taina was that he turned to the Rehovim, to the Mitzrayim that are, that's not a proper Hishtadlis. Even for such a small Hishtadlis, it's not a proper Hishtadlis to turn to somebody who's a Balgaiva. That's not the way that it's Matim for Yosef HaTzadik. Here it almost seems like he shouldn't have done anything. Gam hamut l'maitzer nechshav alei. This small amount, that was even to such a level, it sounds like from this Beit HaLevi, to such a level, Masha'in l'shar mamish, certainly we're not able to, but the shift they call that it shies that a person comes to such a level that he means that even a deeper of ishtalas is already considered not ishtalas. Is already considered too much ishtalas for somebody to throw the betachan against Baruch Hu. Just to see the tremendous amount, the different levels of betachan, ranging from 0 to 100, a person can be totally betachan against Baruch Hu, then he needs no ishtalas. He's mamash betachan against Baruch Hu, then needs a lot of ishtalas. And most people are somewhere in the middle. They have betachan together with a need for a shtadlis, and that really varies according to where the person is holding. Now, how much a shtadlis does the person have to do? Where is the obviously, he says it's very individual. The way that the Michtam Eliyahu shtels it avek in Chilak Aleph in Bitochen v'Shtadlis, he has a mimer on there in Bitochen and Shtadlis. He says that the way to do it is, the way to figure it out is, what does a person feel if he was boiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his bitachon did not come to what he would think didn't come to fruition? In other words, he feels that he could work a half a day as opposed to a full day. And if he works a half a day, he'll be able to boiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be able to pay his bills. Comes the end of the month and he's not able to pay his bills. According to the math, had he worked the 8 hours instead of the 4 hours, he would have made twice the amount of money, and he would be able to pay his bills. He instead was boiteach. He decided, I'm learning for a Seder instead. I'm not going to spend my entire day. I'm going to learn for a Seder, and I'm going to work the afternoon, 4 hours in the afternoon, instead of 8 hours morning and afternoon. And I'll be boiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu that I should have enough money to pay my bill. Comes the end of the month, and he doesn't have enough money. Now, what does he think? What does the person think? If the person thinks that Chaval, that it didn't work, had I worked, I would have had the money. Then he says you're together, toyal rishenis. You're mischaret on the maisim tevim that you did. We're talking, obviously, that because you're b'techen Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're spending the extra time in Avodas Hashem. Whether it means every minute or not, it means that it's not that you're sitting on the couch and doing nothing, or you're going on vacation, v'chulu. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the inyan of b'techen is that I'm able to be ruyig, calm, and available to be oisik and Avodas Hashem, whatever that hisaskus b'Avodas Hashem is, whether it's chesed, whether it's Torah, whether it's tefillah. Some people, they're not able to daven like a mensch because they're so oisik. Now, I'm ruyig, I'm going to take off half an hour, I'll be able to daven like a mensch in the morning. I know a guy who told me he had to work in Tel Aviv. So he takes a bus into Beit Shemesh, and from Beit Shemesh he gets onto the train, and they have a minion there on the train. He catches the minion halfway through and he's able to get in, and sometimes he gets Kriyas HaTorah somewhere. He said, I can't do this. That's not the way for me to... That's not the way... Maybe somebody that's on from the train from the beginning to the end, better. But to jump in the middle and then have to jump off halfway through the davening and then and try to chapa, that's not to do it. So what do you do? Take off an extra half an hour. Extra half an hour of the job that he's doing, who's getting paid well, it's going to come out a decent amount at the end of the month. If at the end of the month he comes and he sees the talk, he's missing money, what's he going to feel? Is it going to be mitzcharet and toya al rishonis? I shouldn't have done it. I should be able to make them more money. Chaval that I did it. He says, then that's much worse. You're being toya al rishonis. That shows that you're not holding in that level of bitachon. But if at the end of the month you come and you say, listen here, I did what I'm supposed to do for Ribbono Shel Olam. You're right, I didn't make the money. But what am I doing? The only reason I'm working is just for Avodas Hashem. I should have what I need, so I should be able to be here with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with the Daf Zayin, to pay for my kids' tuition, to be able to buy my Lulav and Nesek. What am I doing already? So I'm going to now sacrifice my Shachris, or my First Seder, or whatever it is, my Dafir Mishir, whatever it is that the person is giving up, for my Parnasa, when the whole Parnasa is just for my Avodas Hashem. I'm going to first decide what I want for my Avodas Hashem, and work my Parnasa around that. At the end of the month, you weren't able to pay your bill. You're right. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be able to pay my bills, then he would give me the money. And if he doesn't want me to pay the bills, then even if I had worked the extra half an hour, extra hour, extra whatever, then I still wouldn't make the money. Mamela, it's not going to make a difference. Then that person is holding there in his bitachon. Mamela, every person can dan with regard to himself, 100% is totally individual. Every single solitary human being has their individual level of bitachon. He has to be able to decide where is that level. Once he's already holding on the level that this might be tachan, then he shouldn't do more yishtadlus. Yitzchak shouldn't do more yishtadlus. As Mesillas Yesharim says, you should be boicha haral b'miyutayim. That's mitzaklola. The klol of Zeis Apechal Teich Alechem was one of the klolim. Not a bracha. And b'meila, a person shouldn't do, if he doesn't need to do it, a person should be boicha haral b'miyutayim and only do what he has to do. So he says that's really the a person is, it's a tightrope that a person is walking between doing too much yishtadlus and not doing enough yishtadlus. Person thinks that he doesn't have to do so much yishtadlus. That was a story that we mentioned in the past with the stipler. Right? The person has the stipler. Can you buy an apartment without having a way to pay back and just be simcha kadosh baruch hu? The stipler says, I can't tell you. I don't know who you are. And he did it and he regretted it at the end of the day. So he thought that he was a bigger bavitach and then he was. And he wasn't. You're not fooling anybody. You can't fool the Rebbeinu Shlom. Sometimes atlas, the Mechtam Eliyahu writes, he says, atlas is not bitachon. Atlas is a bad meaning and bitachon is a good meaning. Atlas, the person says, oh, bitachon kadosh baruch hu. It's just a way of saying that I don't have to work so much. That's atlas. That's not, if you don't really feel that way, then that's not bitachon. So bitachon is very, very individual. And he says, this is kedai to see it for, was this past week's parashah. He says, this ba'etzem was the chetam raglim. Chetam raglim was in this, nishlecha nesh lefaneinu, was v'yach burlanu tzaretz. Ba'etzem, he says over there that it's mevor in chazal, that was mamish, their kavana was the kiddush Hashem, that they shouldn't come to the land and the mitzrim are gonna, the Kananim and Amrim are going to hide their riches, because the Shbrochus aren't going to give you riches, and they're not going to have it, because they found that. Instead, we're going to be spy out the land beforehand to know exactly where everything is. V'yach perlanu asaretz. It says that their kavanas bets were good. The question was, did they really need that? Did they not need that? Their chuvas heishtadlis was exactly, it's just the agav apeli. He brings out a medrash over there. He says that the Yalkut and Shlach says that every single person that they chose to be the Rashi B'nai Yisrael Haim, Kulam and Rashi B'nai Yisrael Haim, each person, Moshe Rabbein, who asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, is this person Matim? And the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, yes, this person is Matim. Each person got a stempel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Imagine that. He says that, the right over there is that these were, out of the entire Klal Yisrael, they were the most Matim people for the job. Even though the Baal Turim says that they weren't the Nisim Mamish. They were Rashi B'nai Yisrael Hema B'gamatria Chamishim, he says. They were Rashi Sari Chamishim, he says. But nevertheless, they were Sari, you understand? Agav, just to understand the Matzah of Klal Yisrael in that time. Sari Chamishim, and Yeshua and Kolei were the Sari Chamishim. Who were the Sari Amei? Sari Alofim. The Sari Chamishim were like, the Sari Asari, Sari Chamishim, Sari Meis, and Sari Alofim. There's a bunch of levels atop of these people, and Yeshua and Kalev were from these people. These people, each, every single one of them got a shtempel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yes, he's Matim. A shtempel doesn't mean a chitzenis like a shtempel. It means mipnimius. Mipnimius, this is somebody that Kodesh Baruch Hu was masking that this person that's ready to go. And nevertheless, happened what happened. But he says that the makar of the chet was this chayvus haishtadus. And Ramila, a person has to be careful with it. He says, but a person really could know. A person has to be take a few minutes to understand, to be able to really sit with himself and feel out where he's holding. And it could change also. A person's level of bitachon can change. The fact that he's like this in one time is not like this, doesn't mean he's like this all the time. They say a story with Chaim Volozhin that one time he had these leeches on him, that they had put leeches to suck out blood. It was a way of bloodletting that they had. And he needed to do it, so he had it on, and then he was hearing a shir from the goyin in Yoni Bitochen. He says he was so nislah from the shir, he took them off in the middle of the shir. So he didn't need it anymore. Afterwards, the goyin finished the shir, a little while later, he put them back on. So they went down again. It's just a person thinks that he's stagnant, he figured out where his love is bitochen. This person is always changing his love bitochen, the Tayyiv Lamuto. The more a person is chazik, certainly, Amantiki Adaber, the Nina Vimunin Bitochen, the more a person speaks about it, the more a person is misasik in it, the more it's a milsa de ramile de inish, the more it's a daite, and the more he has shechas to the remida. Mamela, a person is able to figure out where it is. A person sees at the end of the month that itako wasn't scharet, so then he needs a little more shtalis. He sees at the end of the month itaki didn't need it, so he needs a little less shtalis. Each person can decide what it is. I want to ask the person, oh, regular young man, making chasen, he's just started. He's just made his first chasen recently. So, talking about working and not working back and forth, and so I said, and the jobs that you're doing, you can be able to pay for the chasenas? So he says, no. He says, but what would I do? I already have three jobs. I can't do any more. So, now, it's three jobs, doesn't mean three full-time jobs. It's one job and two things that he doesn't decide from, whatever. I, Lamaisi, could do more. This is what to do. No, he felt it. This is where he's holding. This is what he has to do. Do you know that you're going to be able to make the... No, I don't see how I'm going to be able to be mechase. I'm doing what I can do. The rest I'm leaving up to Rebbe Nishalom. Is there a possibility to do more, to mamish, push myself in mechulu? Yeah, but each person knows where they're holding. For him, it's three jobs. For one person, it's one job. For a person, it's five jobs. For person, each person. For Rav Zundel Salant says, the Mechamel brings down, and he says, my status is that I'll buy a lottery ticket, so I'll have some place to be toilet in. But I'm not going to be toilet Rishainus even if I don't win. That's not what the person has to do. Some status, you think. That's your Yosef Atzadik. But every person can figure out, totally individual, not to look at the next person next to you. It's not going to help you to look at the next person next to you. The person has to know from himself. Where are you that you know you're not going to be Taylor Rishainis, but you're not doing more than you have to do? That's the makum that a person should be, his use for his stalas and his bitachon.